Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
5th Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. 5th Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest 5th Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Can I just share something with you about your daddy in heaven? He is never, ever, never, ever disappointed with you. Never. It's not in his vocabulary. He doesn't deal in disappointment. Come on, amen? You know why I know that? Because he don't see you the way you are. He sees you through the blood of Jesus. And you know what he says about Jesus? "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." But it does feel weird to keep going back, doesn't it? God, I don't know. Here I am again. I mean, the book of James says it this way. You have not because you ask not. There's some things in your life that God's more than willing to do. There's some things that God is more than willing to give you. There are some things that God is willing to just move on your behalf. But you got to be willing to ask him. You got to be willing to ask him. You have to ask. But there's always stuff in our life that keeps us from asking God. One of them is fear. Sometimes we're just afraid, amen? We become aware of the fact that if I'm asking God for another chance, then that means I'm going to have to be accountable for the next chance that I get. Well, if he gives me another chance, that means I really got to do it this time. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Come sound familiar to some of y'all? Yeah. Amen? And if I admit, if I do it and I blow it and then I blow it again, then I got to admit that I blew it again and go back and ask for another chance again. And then I got to be accountable again. I mean, after you've been through that cycle 4 or 5 times, you just really don't want to go to God and ask him for anything anymore. I got a witness in here, amen? We get overcome with fear and we get afraid to ask God for another chance. But how many of you know you just need to have the courage to ask God? It takes courage, amen? And when you ask, go ahead and ask for the big stuff. Don't say, "Well, God, just help me get up in the morning. If I could just get out of the bed." No, man. Go ahead. If I could just take another breath. That might be the last one you get talking like that. No, ask him for the big things. Amen. You say, "Well, I don't know if I can do that, Pastor. I feel inadequate. I feel insufficient. I feel condemned because I failed so many times. I just don't want to ask God for anything anymore." But how many know if you don't ask, you ain't going to have anything? Because James says you have not because you ask not. You can't have it if you don't ask for it, amen? You got to ask for God for the things that are in your heart's desire, for the things that you desire. Mark 11:24 says it this way. He says, "And whatsoever things you desire." Somebody say desire. Come on. It's that thing that's on the inside of you that you want, that you need, that you have a passion for. He said, "Whatsoever things that you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them." Come on, it starts with a desire. That means there's got to be a desire for it. There has to be something you want when you pray for it. You can't just arbitrarily pray, well, I hope I have a good life, Lord. Well, stop hoping and start asking. Get in faith for it. Amen? But sometimes we don't ask because we get overcome with fear. The other reason we don't ask is because we feel guilty about asking again. We get on the guilt trip. We feel guilty that we blew it. We didn't do what we were supposed to do in the first place, and now we're consumed with guilt. Well, I'm just a good-for-nothing sinner. If I get into heaven, it's because my grandmother prayed for me every day because I don't deserve to be there. Oh, my God, please. I mean, people that get under guilt like that, they spend their days just beating themselves up. Do you know that's a miserable existence for a believer? To get up every day and beat yourself up because you don't like who you are? Oh, I hate myself. I'm no good. Blah, blah, blah. Please. Why don't you just discover what God thinks about you? Because if you think you're no good, then you ain't agreeing with what God thinks about you. Can I just tell you, God looks at you and he said, that's the apple of my eye. That's my child. That's my blessing. That's my covenant. That's my inheritance. That is my future. That is the hope. That is the plan. That's what I sent my son for. I love you with an everlasting love. That's how God sees you. Why don't you get that revelation for a little while? Amen? You know, sometimes when we blow it, whether it's with our wife or sometimes we blow it with our spouse or we blow it with our kids, the first thing that comes knocking at our door is guilt. Now, I'm telling you, can I just be honest with you? I'm not as holy as you think I am. Honest. I've been known to yell at Kim from time to time. And the first thing that comes in my life right after I know I blew it is guilt. That's the first thing the devil tries on me. You're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be telling people not to do what you're doing. How in the world can you speak to your wife like that? Oh, you talk about guilt when you got an expectation up here? Amen. You ain't off the hook. You yell just as much. Amen. And all the husbands said, amen. You know you've been yelling when you lost your voice the next day, Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. You start thinking, man, how am I going to recover from this? How am I going to get out of this mess? Am I ever going to get a chance to make this right? Am I ever going to get a chance to do this again? I really blew it, amen? Listen to me. If the devil is selling you on that lie, you better listen to this morning. If he's trying to get you under that guilt, that lie comes from the pit of hell. That lie comes right from the master deceiver, and it is by design, put into your life to destroy your destiny. That's what that guilt does, amen? That lie doesn't even come close to God's truth. Because it's okay to blow it if you get it right. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Listen to me. I don't care if you're laying in pig slop in a pig pen, covered up in all kinds of stinking mess, and you look terrible and your hair is all matted together. Nobody can see what you look like. Listen to me. It does not matter. How many know rubies and diamonds and emeralds, if they're covered in crap, it doesn't matter when you wash the crap off, they're still going to shine bright. He said crap in church. I'm sorry. I probably blew it. My God. But do you know that you're a ruby, diamond, and an emerald? And that God can wash you up and clean you up and you can shine forth for the kingdom of God in everything that he has put on the inside of you. Every destiny, every hope, every dream. When all that crud gets washed off of your life, you can shine brighter than the night. My God. Isn't that wonderful? My God. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. But see, the enemy's tactic is to burden us down with fear, burden us down with guilt, because if he can get us under all that stuff, if he can get you loaded down under that burden, then you'll never ask God for anything again. He will keep you trapped in a place of despondence, in a place of despair, in a place of discouragement, in a place of depression. All those D words. He'll keep you under them. Because that's what his trick is, to keep you from asking, to keep you feeling worthy from asking. You're worthy by the virtue of Jesus Christ, not by what you do. My God, come on, somebody. And you get stuck living in a cycle in that stuff without the tools that you need to have a life that's abundant. Can I just tell you, God's called you to abundant living? People that don't understand that, they live their life and they just get along to go along. Just move along to get along. It's like a tumbleweed out in the wilderness. I'll just go wherever the wind blows me. Knock me down, I'll roll over. Knock me down again, I'll roll over again. Whatever. I mean, that's miserable. Come on, somebody. Amen? You ever anybody say this? Well, my whole family's like that. My mama was like that. My daddy was like that. His daddy before him and his daddy before him. I guess I'm that way too. What a lie. What a lie. What a trap of the enemy. Amen? And we get under that stuff and we think this is how we're supposed to. This is what the lot of our life is. Gloom and despair. Oh, that's it. An agony on me. BR. But we live under that stuff, amen? And when we get under it, we never ask God for another chance, amen? And it doesn't matter where you blew it. It doesn't matter where you messed up, where you failed. It doesn't really matter where you've fallen short. He's greater than all that stuff. Somebody say he's greater than, amen? God's greater than all your shortcomings. He's greater than all your failures. He's greater than all your mess ups. He's greater than all your problems. He's greater. He's proven that. He proved it on the cross 2,000 years ago that he could overcome the flesh, he could overcome the world, and he could overcome the devil. And he could do it on a single night when they nailed him to a tree. And he could get up 3 days later and walk around in victory. He was resurrected from that grave to prove that he was greater than. So please don't tell me what you're going through is too big for God. Because if you're telling me that, that means that you bought into the lie. Come on, amen? We've got to be willing to ask. Go ahead and look in your Bibles in Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. I like that book, Lamentations. Lamentations. Lament. Lamentations. You know what lament means? It means to cry and weep. That's what it means, lament. I'm lamenting. I'm feeling bad. I feel sorry for myself. Nobody loves me. Jeremiah was so wrapped up in that stuff, he named a book after it. Lamentations. This is a book that was written by the prophet Jeremiah. And how many know that word lamentations really does mean that? It means cry. It means weep. It means I'm gonna cry about it. And I can't take it no more. I'm gonna let it all out. I like that when people come to the altar in the old days at the Pentecostal church, they come up and cry. All the little ladies will come up and go, ahead. You let it all out, honey. You let it all out. And then the little girl that was crying at the altar, she hears that and she gets louder. And they go, ahead, let it out. And they get louder. And then about the time she's screaming out, that's right, let it all out. And then pretty soon, you got these three people screaming at the altar. Next thing you know, revival breaks out in the church. All because one person was letting it all out. Come on, amen. So I don't know about all that noise. Go ahead, be Pentecostal. You'll surprise yourself.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our